Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Today's live cattle and feeder cattle market ended up selling off and closing lower on the day. Quite a bit of weakness across the board here with March feeders kind of skidding into the close here. We're down 257 at 138.20. April's down $1.90 at 142.70. May feeder cattle at buck 02 lower, 145.17. That was about 40 or 50 cents off of their low. August 85 lower at 153. And then live cattle had a pretty disappointing close as well, down 72 in February at 115.42. The April's down $1.45. At 124.35, that was 65 or so off their lows. June's down a buck here. So across the board, the meats were lower. Now the country's starting to kind of thaw out here. It looks like the worst part of the storm is over, and that could possibly be what's driving market lower here today. Just the alleviation of, and you're not seeing too many stories, really, really bad stories in the cattle industry. Maybe the snow and cold was not in perfect condition to make horrible results. Lean hogs also sold off today. They're down $1.22 at $84.95. And then box beef today at midday looks like it was going to be just a little bit higher again for the second day in a row. Yesterday it was up. Today it was up $1.59 on choice. And then the kill today was a disappointing 99,000.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Well, grain futures gave a lot back here, led by the wheat. I know the markets did come back, rally back into the close, but July Kansas City wheat closed down 11¾ cents at 633.5. That was about a nickel off of their low, and they were lower all day long. The idea here is that the cold temperatures may not have hurt the wheat. You know, every winter we talk about winter kill. It's usually a March thing or an April thing. But I guess it's still dormant, and so the market's thinking that there wasn't much of an impact, even though temperatures did get as cold as they did, and the wheat futures are selling off. Beans finished mixed on the day here. It looks like March down 2 cents, 13.82¾. That's about 6 off their low, while November soybeans finished up 2¼ at 11.88. And then corn was lower almost all day long, but finished steady to $0.015 lower, which put December up 1¼ at 4.59. Again, it's all about the winter weather this week and what that means. We're starting to hear a lot of talk out of this USDA Outlook Conference, which is tomorrow and Friday, and what the USDA is going to kind of set the trajectory of the corn and bean acres for this upcoming year. And they'll have some reports out on Friday to reflect the latest information.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.